indictment by which I stand of several crimes accused before you. Pray attribute my forgetfulness to mine age and not to my willfulness, to the craziness of my brain and not to the carelessness of my mind. And then I hope I may be by your charity excused from great punishment, though I be guilty. Then said the court, forget good, forget good. Thy forgetfulness of good was not simply of frailty, but of purpose, and for that thou didst loathe to keep virtuous things in thy mind. What was bad thou couldst retain, but what was good thou couldst not abide to think of. Thy age, therefore, and thy pretended craziness thou makest use of to blind the court withal, and as a cloak to cover thy knavery. But let us hear what the witness hath to say for the king against the prisoner at the bar. Is he guilty of this indictment or not? Hate. My lord, I have heard this forget good say, that he could never abide to think of goodness. No, not for a quarter of an hour. Clerk. Where did you hear him say so? Hate. In All Base Lane, at a house next door to the sign of the conscience, seared with a hot iron. Clerk. Mr. Nowall, what can you say for our lord the king against the prisoner at the bar? Nowall. My lord, I know this man well. He is a Diabolonian, the son of a Diabolonian. His father's name was Love Naught, and for him I have often heard him say that he counted the very thoughts of goodness the most burdensome thing in the world. Clerk. Where have you heard him say these words? No. In Flesh Lane, right opposite to the church. Then said the clerk, come, Mr. Telltrue, give in your evidence concerning the prisoner at the bar, about that for which he stands here, as you see, indicted by this honorable court. Tell. My lord, I have heard him often say he had rather think of the vilest thing than of what is contained in the Holy Scriptures. Clerk. Where did you hear him say such grievous words? Tell. Where? In a great many places, particularly in Nauseous Street, in the house of one Shameless, and in Filth Lane at the sign of the Reprobate, next door to the descent into the pit. Court. Gentlemen, you have heard the indictment, his plea, and the testimony of the witnesses. Jailer, set Mr. Hardheart to the bar. He is set to the bar. Clerk. Mr. Hardheart, thou art here indicted by the name of Hardheart, an intruder upon the town of Mansell, for that thou didst most desperately and wickedly possess the town of Mansell with impenitency and obdurateness, and didst keep them from remorse and sorrow for their evils all the time of their apostasy from and rebellion against the king, blessed King Shaddai. What sayest thou to this indictment? Art thou guilty or not guilty? Hard. My lord, I never knew what remorse or sorrow meant in all my life. I am impenetrable. I care for no man, nor can I be pierced with men's griefs. Their groans will not enter into my heart. Whomsoever I mischief, whomsoever I wrong, to me it is music, when to others mourning. Court. You see, the man is a right Diabolonian, and has convicted himself. Set him by, jailer, and set Mr. False Peace to the bar. False Peace set to the bar. Mr. False Peace, thou art here indicted by the name of False Peace, an intruder upon the town of Mansoul, for that thou didst most wickedly and satanically bring, hold, and keep the town of Mansoul, both in her apostasy and in her hellish rebellion, in a false, groundless, and dangerous peace, and damnable security, to the dishonor of the king, the transgression of his law, and the great damage of the town of Mansoul. What sayest thou? Art thou guilty of this indictment or not? Then said Mr. False Peace, gentlemen, and you now appointed to be my judges, I acknowledge that my name is Mr. Peace, but that my name is false peace, I utterly deny. If your honor shall please to send for any that do intimately know me, or for the midwife that laid my mother of me, or for the gossips that were at my christening, they will, any or all of them, prove that my name is not false peace, but peace. Wherefore I cannot plead to this indictment, for as much as my name is not inserted therein. And as is my true name, so are also my conditions. I was always a man that loved to live at quiet, and what I loved myself, that I thought others might love also. Wherefore, when I saw any of my neighbors to labor under a disquieted mind, I endeavored to help them what I could. In instances of this good temper of mine, many I could give. As, 1. When, at the beginning, our town of Mansoul did decline the ways of Shaddai, they, some of them, afterwards began to have disquieting reflections upon themselves for what they had done. But I, as one troubled to see them disquieted, presently sought out means to get them quiet again. 2. When the ways of the old world and of Sodom were in fashion, if anything happened to molest those that were for the customs of the present times, I labored to make them quiet again and to cause them to act without molestation. 3. To come nearer home, when the wars fell out between Shaddai and Diabolus, if at any time I saw any of the town of Mansoul afraid of destruction, I often used, by some way, device, invention, or other, to labor to bring them to peace again. Wherefore, since I have been always a man of so virtuous a temper, as some say a peacemaker is, and if a peacemaker be so deserving a man as some have been told to attest he is, then let me, gentlemen, be accounted by you, who have a great name for justice and equity in Mansoul, for a man that deserveth not this inhuman way of treatment, but liberty, and also a license to seek damage of those that have been my accusers. Then said the clerk, Crier, make a proclamation. Crier, oh yes. For as much as the prisoner at the bar hath denied his name to be that which is mentioned in the indictment, the court requireth that if there be any in this place that can give information to the court of the original and right name of the prisoner, they would come forth and give in their evidence, for the prisoner stands upon his own innocency. Then came two into the court and desired that they might have leave to speak what they knew concerning the prisoner at the bar. The name of the one was Search Truth, and the name of the other Vouch Truth. So the court demanded of these men if they knew the prisoner and what they could say concerning him. For he stands, said they, upon his own vindication. Then said Mr. Search Truth, My lord, I, court, hold, give him his oath. Then they swear him, so he proceeded. Search. My lord, I know and have known this man from a child and can attest that his name is False Peace. I know his father. His name was Mr. Flatter. And his mother, before she was married, was called by the name of Mrs. Soothup. And these two, when they came together, lived not long without this son. And when he was born, they called his name False Peace. I was his playfellow, only I was somewhat older than he. And when his mother did used to call him home from his play, she used to say, False Peace, False Peace, come home quick or I'll fetch you. Yea, I knew him when he sucked, and though I was then but little, yet I can remember that when his mother did used to sit at the door with him, or did play with him in her arms, she would call him 20 times together, My little False Peace, my pretty False Peace. And, oh, my sweet rogue, False Peace. And again, oh, my little bird, False Peace. And, how do I love my child? The gossips also know it is thus, though he has had the face to deny it in open court. Then Mr. Vouch Truth was called upon to speak what he knew of him, so they swear him. Then said Mr. Vouch Truth, My lord, all that the former witness hath said is true. His name is False Peace, the son of Mr. Flatter and of Mrs. Soothup, his mother. And I have in former times seen him angry with those that have called him anything else but false peace. For he would say that all such did mock and nickname him. But this was in the time when Mr. False Peace was a great man, and when the Diabolonians were the brave men in Mansoul. Court. Gentlemen, you have heard what these two men have sworn against the prisoner at the bar. And now, Mr. False Peace, to you, you have denied your name to be False Peace. Yet you see that these honest men have sworn that that is your name. As to your plea, in that you are quite besides the matter of your indictment. You are not by it charged for evil doing because you are a man of peace, or a peacemaker among your neighbors. But for that you did wickedly and satanically bring, keep, and hold the town of Mansoul, both under its apostasy from, and in its rebellion against its king, in a false, lying, and damnable peace, contrary to the law of Shaddai, and to the hazards of the destruction of the then miserable town of Mansoul. All that you have pleaded for yourself is that you have denied your name, etc. But here, you see, we have witnesses to prove that you are the man. For the peace that you so much boast of making among your neighbors, know that peace that is not a companion of truth and holiness, but that which is without this foundation, is grounded upon a lie, and is both deceitful and damnable, as also the great Shaddai hath said. Thy plea, therefore, has not delivered thee from what by the indictment thou art charged with, but rather it doth fasten all upon thee. But thou shalt have very fair play. Let us call the witnesses that are to testify as to the matter of fact, and see what they have to say for our Lord the King against the prisoner at the bar. Clerk, Mr. Knowall, what say you for our Lord the King against the prisoner at the bar? No. My Lord, this man hath of a long time made it, to my knowledge, his business to keep the town of Mansoul in a sinful quietness in the midst of all her lewdness, filthiness, and turmoils, and hath said, and that in my hearing, come, come, let us fly from all trouble, on what ground soever it comes, and let us be for a quiet and peaceable life, though it wanteth a good foundation. Clerk, come, Mr. Hate Lies, what have you to say? Hate, my lord, I have heard him say that peace, though in a way of unrighteousness, is better than trouble with truth. Clerk, where did you hear him say this? Hate, I heard him say it in Folly Yard, at the house of one Mr. Simple, next door to the sign of the self-deceiver. Yea, he hath said this to my knowledge 20 times in that place. Clerk, we may spare further witness. This evidence is plain and full. Set him by, jailer, and set Mr. No Truth to the bar. Mr. No Truth, thou art here indicted by the name of No Truth, an intruder upon the town of Mansoul, for that thou hast always, to the dishonor of Shaddai, and the endangering of the utter ruin of the famous town of Mansoul, set thyself to deface and utterly to spoil all the remainders of the law and image of Shaddai that have been found in Mansoul after her deep apostasy from her king to Diabolus, the envious tyrant. What sayest thou? Art thou guilty of this indictment or not? No, not guilty, my lord. Then the witnesses were called, and Mr. Knowall did first give in his evidence against him. No. My lord, this man was at the pulling down of the image of Shaddai. Yea, this is he that did it with his own hands. I myself stood by and saw him do it, and he did it at the commandment of Diabolus. Yea, this Mr. No Truth did more than this. He did also set up the horned image of the beast Diabolus in the same place. This also is he that, at the bidding of Diabolus, did rend and tear and cause to be consumed all that he could of the remainders of the law of the king, even whatever he could lay his hands on in Mansoul. Clerk, who saw him do this besides yourself? Hate, I did, my lord, and so did many more besides, For this was not done by stealth or in a corner, but in the open view of all. Yea, he chose himself to do it publicly, for he delighted in the doing of it. Clerk. Mr. No Truth, how could you have the face to plead not guilty when you were so manifestly the doer of all this wickedness? No. Sir, I thought I must say something, and as my name is, so I speak. I have been advantaged thereby before now, and did not know but by speaking no truth, I might have reaped the same benefit now. Clerk. Set him by, jailer, and set Mr. Pitiless to the bar. Mr. Pitiless, thou art here indicted by the name of Pitiless, an intruder upon the town of Mansell, for that thou didst most traitorously and wickedly shut up all bowels of compassion, and wouldst not suffer poor Mansell to condole her own misery when she had apostatized from her rightful king, but didst evade and at all times turn her mind awry from those thoughts that had in them a tendency to lead her to repentance. What say thou to this indictment, guilty or not guilty? Not guilty of pitilessness. All I did was to cheer up according to my name, for my name is not pitiless, but cheer up, and I could not abide to see Mansell inclined to melancholy. Clerk. How? Do you deny your name and say it is not pitiless, but cheer up? Call for the witnesses. What say you, the witnesses, to this plea? No. My lord, his name is pitiless. So he hath written himself in all papers of concern wherein he has had to do. But these Diabolonians love to counterfeit their names. Mr. Covetousness covers himself with the name of good husbandry, or the like. Mr. Pride can, when need is, call himself Mr. Neat, Mr. Handsome, or the like, and so of all the rest of them. Clerk. Mr. Tell True, what say you? Tell. His name is Pitiless, my lord. I have known him from a child, and he hath done all that wickedness whereof he stands charged in the indictment. But there is a company of them that are not acquainted with the danger of damning. Therefore they call all those melancholy that have serious thoughts how that state should be shunned by them. Clerk. Set Mr. Haughty to the bar, jailer. Mr. Haughty, thou art here indicted by the name of Haughty, an intruder upon the town of Mansell, for that thou didst most traitorously and devilishly teach the town of Mansell to carry it loftily and stoutly against the summons that was given them by the captains of the King Shaddai. Thou didst also teach the town of Mansell to speak contemptuously and vilifyingly of their great King Shaddai, and didst moreover encourage, both by words and examples, Mansell to take up arms both against the king and his son Emmanuel. How sayest thou? Art thou guilty of this indictment or not? Haughty. Gentlemen, I have always been a man of courage and valor, and have not used, when under the greatest clouds, to sneak or hang down the head like a bulrush. Nor did it at all at any time please me to see men veil their bonnets to those that have opposed them. Yea, though their adversaries seem to have 10 times the advantage of them, I did not use to consider who was my foe, nor what the cause was in which I was engaged. It was enough to me if I carried it bravely, fought like a man, and came off a victor. Court. Mr. Haughty, you are not here indicted for that you have been a valiant man, nor for your courage and stoutness in times of distress, but for that you have made use of this your pretended valor to draw the town of Mansell into acts of rebellion, both against the great king and Emmanuel his son. This is the crime and the thing wherewith thou art charged in and by the indictment.